Hi, you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. I'm 330, and this is Copy Fight.
As most of you may know, Yahoo's DRM'd music store is being killed due to a lack of interest. So Yahoo is offering coupons for Real Network's Rhapsody Undrm'd Music Store. And this got me wondering, what are people going to do if Apple shuts down the Fairplay servers? Or if any of the myriad of other DRM music stores ever shut down? What if the other stores don't offer you a rebate of any kind? And just how many people could this affect? If Apple ever stopped issuing keys for its Fairplay DRM, then just like Yahoo and MSN users, iTunes users would be prevented from moving their music to different machines or devices. That would affect most of the 5 billion songs that Apple has sold. So what do you do if you're trapped in this predicament? Well, really, the best way to not be trapped into DRM is to never start into it. There are plenty of legal ways to get digital music. To keep from having to do the steps described later in this podcast, you should look into DRM-free stores. Off the top of my head, I can think of Amazon's MP3 store, Rhapsody, Magnatune, eMusic, and Jamendo. But if you know of any others, please leave them in the comments. Please know that the rest of this episode may have suggestions that are illegal in your area. Please follow these instructions at your own risk. If you don't know what DRM scheme is used to restrict you, you can burn off the tracks to CD in the CDA format. CDA is the way that press CDs come from the store. After you burn the tracks to CD in CDA format, you can re-rip the tracks back onto your computer. This method really sucks because then you have to tag all the tracks yourself, but for most this really won't be necessary. The most common DRM scheme is Microsoft's Plays For Sure. But what if Plays For Sure isn't really for sure? Well, then you can download Fair Use 4WM. There's a link in the show notes. I personally have never used this app, but it comes highly recommended and now supports the new Zune Marketplace tracks. If you're an iTunes prisoner and you're on Windows, there's some really good news. Jan Johansson, also known as DVD John, has created an app called DoubleTwist. DoubleTwist will go through your library and quote-unquote liberate your iTunes library. It only works with music as far as I know, and not, you know, the movies and the TV shows and all that are available on iTunes, but he's working on that. It is stupidly easy to set up, though. All you do is go to doubletwist.com, click on the download button, and follow the directions that are on that page. It will require a .NET framework, but Windows should resolve that dependency for you. The one thing to remember is that if you buy DRM free the first time, you won't have to go through these legally questionable steps to liberate your music collection. For more information on this, please go to defectivebydesign.org. This has been 330, and this has been Copy Fight. Tune in next time for another great episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.